now.
Culture carries where the clothes get clean. Washing up the fabric in a shiny washing machine. VIP section, just a little touch of flair. For the finest threads, come and hang out here. So, drop your laundry, let the suds roll free. A little fun on one special day, see.
Gary's the full wash, come spin, come shine. Fresh and clean clothes will be feeling just fine. Step into our world, we'll have some fun. At Gary's Double Wash, clean as the sun.
Woo! Welcome to Gary's Double Wash Podcast. I'm your host, Eugene Washington. Joined by my co-host here, Trey Todd. Trey Todd, how you doing today?
Phenomenal, phenomenal. Glad to be here. Thanks for listening. I'm in it to win it, let's say.
Trey, good question for you. Do you know how many episodes the average new podcast lasts?
Yeah, I mean, if I was to guess, probably 2 to 3. I mean, it's really frustrating, a lot of work.
It's between 5 and 7.
Oh, we haven't even hit there yet. I don't know if I can make it to 7. That's a lot of work.
I think we're on episode 6 right now, if you count the Christmas special.
Really? How come I thought it was 4? 5, I mean, I'm counting.
The 5 and the special?
Well, I think it was 4 and the special. I'm counting. You get these people engaged.
Fine. So this is our sixth episode.
I got to see this.
That's huge.
It is. It's massive.
We just got a facelift on the podcast, on the branding. Did you see that?
I did. So many changes, it's hard to keep up. But yes, I did. I love it, actually. You know, if you haven't checked out Gary's Double Wash website, some great work's been done there. There's a big section about me. You should probably read that twice. But yeah, I mean, it's awesome.
It's Gary S. Double Wash.
Yeah. Gary S., because that's his middle initial.
.com. So episode 6 of our podcast and adapting to the fame has been a bit of a challenge for me. What about you, Trey?
I would tell you, people just, you know, I got somebody buying my coffee the other day, and I was scared. You know, I don't know why. It's just like,
A lot more people are, you know, stopping by the laundromat. A lot more interest.
All right. I'm going to cut in. Because these are my favorite words for people to say to me, hey, you got to say, Trey, you're right. Looking at the website. Thanks, Gary, number 1. Trey Todd in trouble, which is me, number 2. Brittany, are you in Kansas? Which it wasn't her, actually. I went to the house. Definitely not Brittany. That's number 3. And the Christmas special, number 4. My all-time favorite so far, the Christmas special.
The Christmas special was a decent episode. You know, it's kind of crazy hanging out here on the holidays, especially without Gary around. But when Gary's not around, I'm going to be honest, this place operates a little bit more freely. Everybody's a little bit more loose, and I don't know what the heck Gary does anyway, if I'm honest with you.
Listen, you can't, you signed the disclosure for the VIP room, okay? You can't be talking about anybody being loose. That's not anybody else's business. But you know what surprises me is the amount of people that wash their clothes on Christmas. Yet.
That hasn't happened yet.
What hasn't happened yet?
The disclosure.
You haven't signed it? No, you ain't coming back up those stairs.
I know. It doesn't exist yet. That's in a future episode. We were in our production meeting. We were discussing future events.
No. Forget I said that, guys. We almost have an editor. Eventually we'll have one and you won't hear that. Let's do it again in like 6 months. I bet it's not there.
Yeah, we had an editor, but he didn't really do anything. You know, right. $75.
We're going to get a good one. You know what? I actually did some editing too, and you owe me 100. I get that. I see how that works.
Well, you'll have to cover 70% of that.
Whoa. No, I'm the 30. Remember? We talked about this very, very exclusively. Output of money, I'm 30. Input of money, I'm 70. It's weird how you decided that, but I love it.
All right. He said it.
Yeah. Output 30%, input 70%, I get. Boom. Right. You said I said it, so that means you agreed to it. It's a perfect world. So anyways, enough of that. Enough about that. Let's talk about me.
Trey, I just want to congratulate you. Word word kind of leaked. Oh no, I wanted to talk about the guy who came to the laundromat.
No, you were right
So
there. You were right there. Okay. All
yeah,
right.
so the guy came to the laundromat, and he said, "Hey, I'd like to purchase a VIP membership, but first of all, I don't know you from Adam. Like, why do people just walk up to me and say, "Hey, I want a VIP membership," like I'm just some scumbag from any laundromat off the street. I'm the house comic and I'm the CEO of the Double Wash.
Listen, you're not telling me anything I don't know, and you're great at most of the things except for that comedy part. But
I was sitting there, I was writing my bit. Now let me tell you. So, turtles? Do you know what a turtle is?
yes, my friend. I've seen a turtle. I've seen more than one.
My theory is turtles, they're the prostitutes of the animal kingdom.
Ever fucked a turtle?
What?
Oh,
No,
I haven't either.
you
I did.
don't.
I haven't either. I wasn't saying I did. I was just wondering if you did. I thought maybe you was the type of dude that tried some cool stuff.
You're
All right.
stepping on my bit. All
I'm
right.
sorry. I'm
So this is my
sorry.
stand up. This is a stand up,
That was a
Trey.
legit question, Eugene. But yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm baited. I'm quiet now. Let's go.
What are they doing? What are they doing with all that room in those shells? You know they got plenty of room to entertain in there.
Why do you ask me questions if I can't jump into your bit?
These are rhetorical. It's a stand-up
Oh.
comedy.
Okay, I'm
If you
sorry.
could if you would come to the shows.
Oh, man. I can't because I have this thing you're supposed to be talking
Well,
about
you're not a
me.
VIP.
Well, I mean, is that technically true?
You're
Is
not a
that
V you're
technically?
not a VIP.
I
But
mean, first
anyways.
off, if you think of anybody more V than me, VI than me, then I want to know about it. And not the infection type of VI, right? The very important type. Come on. Eugene, I wore a button-up shirt today.
Trey, I
Eugene.
want to know how you can help me. And I want to get to how you can help me. But
I can
first, you
help
need to
you.
help me.
Help me.
Help yourself by helping me.
By helping me. Helping you help me. So you can do me like I've done you, and we can everything can be right.
What?
I don't know what I just said right there. It started making sense for a minute, but I just trailed off. But I mean, if you think about it, if we write that down, it probably is exactly what I meant to say. Just too many words to figure it out right now. It's Sunday, man.
So, anyways, yesterday this guy tries to purchase a VIP membership for me. I tell him the price, $3,750. I tell him it expires at the end of the year. Yeah, homeboy cuts out a check.
What? We don't take checks.
We don't take checks. So.
You laughed at him, right? Put him on the lackey list. How'd this work?
No, he's in the VIP room now.
What
He's pretty drunk. He's been throwing up in there. So if
listen.
you and I can't deal with these idiots. I had a couple of lackeys coming up to me the other day. If you get them out of there and you clean up that puke, I'll make you the VIP room manager.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. All I gotta do is that dude over there with the oh man, there's carrots. I'm thinking about it. You see the color, man? Dude, what did you? Deal, deal, deal. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. You hold these guys over. I'm gonna set my headset down. I'll be right back.
Don't talk to him.
Okay. All right. I'll be right back. You ready? What? Yeah, I'm just gonna sneak by you. Oh, come to don't back up.
That's right, taking care of this guy.
Oh man, dude. I mean, I'm gonna get the mop in a few minutes. I want that faster, man. I got all the carrot chunks and the big stuff. So let's talk about that promotion.
Trey, congratulations. You're the new manager of the VIP room. We expect nothing less than the best. It does come with the stipulation that you oversee the auditions for the VIP room stage, and you make sure you only pick the finest talent.
I smell what you're stepping in. I figured it out. I got you doing. You don't have to do the coughing anymore.
And Gary, I didn't tell Gary about this promotion directly, but I put it on the website.
Well, I mean,
So
I'm sure Gary's
he'll
gonna be
find out.
fine. He's gonna be fine. Gary's gonna be really happy. I think, he's been talking about working something out for me for quite a while. I think this is exactly what I had in mind. So, I mean, that means I can finally go in the VIP room, right?
Trey. All right. So in your duties as manager of the VIP room, you are able to access the VIP room, but you cannot use any of the amenities.
Wait,
Your
they have the good toilet
tier
paper.
one, so you are still on a tier one washer status. After 180 days, you could be eligible for an upgrade. But you're in the right position because you do, as a manager, you are going to have ability to grant VIP access to other people. So if you want, if you say if your friends were coming into town and you wanted to grant them all VIP access, you could go in there with them. You would just have to watch them party and celebrate, but you'd be there.
This is listen. Can I, the only part I really care about? Can I take my clothes off in there?
You'd have to have permission.
Well, I'm asking for permission now.
Unless it was a Tuesday.
I don't want to take my clothes off whenever. I'm just asking. Like that's it. I'm not asking for a lot, right?
Well, you would have to you what you would have to do is you would have to request that to the VIP manager, so I couldn't answer that question.
Yes, you can trade. Thank you, manager. Okay, we talked about it. It's
See,
good.
you see, see this is you see how you can help me already?
I
You
see
just
how I can
helped
help
me.
you. I see
I
how I can
had
help you.
this tier one washer asking me a nudity question. And he just the VIP manager, like I didn't have to waste my time talking to that loser.
Know what? I'm actually, as a VIP manager, my first action of a VIP manager is to upgrade myself to a level of non-loser. Yep, because.
All right, self upgrades are looked down upon, and someone got fired for that. So
Yeah.
you wouldn't want to seem like you were doing anything that wasn't.
I mean, I and I hear
It's
you,
distasteful,
bro. We're
Trey.
there,
It's
right? No,
distasteful, Trey.
I get it. But Eugene, listen.
I have the power to block that as the CEO. I block that.
I
But
got the
you
power to
know
push you
what?
out of that fucking chair.
This year, yeah, I'm in the chair because my cock's so big I
Oh
can't
my
stand.
God. Here we go.
So let's
Hey,
Gary
hold on, hold on. In the fine print, it says I
Trey.
have to agree to you with the fact you have a big cock. I ain't doing this, dude. This is crazy.
Trey.
What the f Okay, well, I'm listening. Yep,
Trey,
go
are you prepared to accept the role as the manager of the VIP room under the
Wait
terms
a
that
minute.
I
Wait,
just?
why does line 10 say I have to say I have a smaller cock than you anytime you say you have a big one up? Dude. Do
Trey,
have to sign
Trey,
this?
quit playing games. This is serious. I'm trying to ask you if you're willing to uphold. This is an oral examination.
I'm good at these. Okay, let's go again. Start
Are
over.
you
I
willing
didn't
to
know.
accept the role of the position as manager of the VIP room? I'm not going to ask again.
We already
The
accepted. You already gave it to me. It's already
niece is
accepted.
available.
I already did VIP stuff when I upgraded myself. When you said about the no clothes, I've already done it. I'm there, man. I'm already working. You don't see this stuff happening. My head's
The
going.
niece applied to Hobby Lobby,
Yeah.
so I could just have her run the VIP room.
Don't
I
make
just
me.
need a yes or no answer.
Okay, I said yes. Don't make me slice Denise's tire. I already got a couple of problems
Okay,
with her.
so here's the here. You know what? Trey, it's a great day. Here are the beautiful VIP assets that you're going to get to uphold and make sure that the VIPs maintain. All right. So VIPs are going to get exclusive access and priority use of every washer and dryer, Trey.
Yeah, they should, as they should.
Even the new ones.
All right.
I
All right, that's
heard,
cool.
I heard you were working on a children's book series with cartoon washers and dryers, teaching kids morals and manners with washing machines. Isn't
Yeah.
that right, Trey?
Well, I'm trying. Hold on. We gotta finish up. Just gotta take these pants off real quick. Hold
It's one of your duties as a VIP room manager. You gotta expand the kids section. So I need you to write that down. I need you to get a kid's book going, a kid's reading section going.
I'm in there. I've already started this. Actually, it's
All
funny
right,
you bring that up.
you're gonna need to maintain the VIP lounge because VIP members are gonna have plush seating. Also includes mood lighting.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
You can set the mood lighting yourself, or you can have Trey set it for you. Or tier one members will handle the
So
lighting.
am I two people? Do I get two checks? I can have Trey do it
Trey,
for
this is
me.
about the VIPs.
Trey for Trey.
Your job is to make sure that the
So
VIPs get this treatment. So how can you make sure the VIPs get the treatment
wait.
if you won't let me tell you what treatment you're giving them, Trey?
Oh, wait, I know I'll let you finish up when I did tell you. I realized what you did. You told me I get an employee, then you just put my name in here twice, so I'm my own employee. What the, okay. All right. Yep, I got it. Yeah, tell me about the treatment.
Great. Who has access to the elevators?
VIPs and now me.
Only VIPs. No. You can open the elevator for them. You can get on the elevator to put on or remove their bags, but you're not able to use the elevator. You can use the stairs or the pole next to it to go up to the 7th floor VIP room.
Well, can I use the pole down at least?
You can pull down whatever you want.
Fucking right.
The
Oh, this
private
is
bathrooms.
Wednesday.
The bathrooms are only for the VIP members. The 3rd floor bathroom is now closed. It's converted. It's Trey's bathroom studio. Nobody's been in there to bug you today, have they, Trey?
No, I feel like we're going to do great things here. I mean, they're still outside the door. It's just that soundproofing works really well. I can barely hear the cries.
Yeah, they're getting what they deserve. Free laundry bags. You're gonna have free laundry bags and garment care kits. They're gonna be sent home with you. And unlimited access to our luxury folding tables. Also, VIPs, they can kick non-VIPs off folding tables, even if the non-VIPs celebrating their birthday and they have a reservation. So you need to fold something, you got some dirty socks, you need something, and you're a VIP. You just do whatever the hell you want. You smack them, you slice them, grab them,
Listen.
stick them, shoot them, stab them, smack them,
Well,
whatever.
listen, if you're not a VIP, lucky you even use the tables, really. Like, you're
Well,
welcome.
we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that. But this is about the benefits of being a VIP. You get just anybody's on your table, you tell them, get out of the way. I want to use that table. It doesn't matter if it's theirs.
You see the word kick,
All
you
right.
can kick them.
You can kick them 3 times if you want to.
Well, freaking lackeys.
Do it in the back. That's where the cameras don't work. The valet. Valet use is only for VIPs. As is the helicopter landing. The personal drivers are on standby for you wherever you need to go. The lackeys will take you there. Beverages. We do have complimentary beverages, wine, whiskey, and champagne. That's on the house.
The whiskey might be gone. I don't know what happened to it, but it looks like it's pretty low.
We never run out. Old Dale will bring some down over
Yeah,
there.
good idea. And I didn't drink any of it, I promise.
This year, so last year, our old VIP manager, he didn't know how to change his oil. So he gave away a VIP membership for oil changes for a year. So now lackeys need to every lackey needs to know how to change oil.
Yeah.
So
So,
free oil
question.
changes for VIP members.
Now, as a manager, right? As a manager, can I implement things like lackeys have to have a day a month where I get like some, stuff from this? I mean, is this
So
can I?
you don't have dominion over the lackeys.
Oh my
I
God!
do.
All right.
So you're the manager of the VIPs.
Right. So I can
Okay.
have the
You
VIPs do things for
your
me.
job is to make sure the VIPs receive these amenities. So if a VIP comes to me with a complaint, Trey, it's on your ass.
I don't know why they complain about my ass, but okay. Oh, wait, sorry.
Free oil
I get it.
changes.
I get it. Yeah, free oil change. We need an oil change.
So drying of tennis shoes is not usually permitted at Gary's Double Wash, but if you're a VIP, you can do it, but you have to do it in the lackey's dryer. All right. And
Makes sense.
since you are a VIP, you can go ahead and if somebody's clothes are in that dryer, just go ahead and throw them out, throw them on the floor and dry them.
Yeah. We should. We can actually throw them outside.
Yeah. Just do whatever you want. Put
Right.
them in the parking lot.
I piss on them first. Teach them a lesson. Be in a new
Well,
way.
that's rude. That's rude. You're gonna get written up.
I hate the lackeys, man. They bother me.
You
They're a pain in the
can't
extra.
hate them.
I mean, I don't.
You were a
I didn't mean
lackey.
that. I didn't mean that. I was, but I'm not. I didn't like
You
myself
were a
then.
lackey.
Yeah, I didn't like
Look,
myself then. Like,
we're making you live in a house for this podcast.
And I love myself so much more now than I did when I was a lackey. I sucked. You guys know it. There's a new trade
All
taught in
right. Now,
town.
Trey, you're not going to be able to attend these parties, but you can go to them in your capacity as a manager. It's a monthly exclusive VIP only party invites. And then the lower tiers are going to clean that up. So you come, you have a rager, and then just let the lackeys clean that up
And
for
I
you.
do the invites, right? I feel like that's a yes. Cool. All right. Good. We're
You will
good.
make sure the invites go out. It's your job to make sure the invitations are sent out.
Potato,
If
potato.
you
That's a
want, if you
yes.
want to, if you want to call that doing the invites,
I'm doing them. Yeah, it's me. It's my
I'll
thing.
tell you who to invite, and you make sure that the invitations are sent.
I mean, I might spell somebody differently than you would. Like, you might tell me that Michelle D girl, and I might put in Sandier because that's how I spell Michelle D.
Personal laundry concierge service.
That's awesome. Okay. I should try that.
So the lackeys will come to you, pick up your laundry, bring it back, wash it, fold it, iron it, then bring it back.
Careful.
Tailoring,
Just be careful.
complimentary tailoring and garment repair.
VIPs, we did have a lackey that we don't have here anymore. They will leave names out. We'll talk about Jim, but who was taking VIP underwear? It was weird. So just make sure you do a quick count. So report to me any thefts, and I'll take care of that stuff with a stern hand. Stern hand. Yes. Okay. Sorry. Get excited. This is a big
Of
deal.
course, nudity is allowed anytime, anywhere for our VIPs.
If that's right, I encourage it. Please.
You need to make sure they know whatever they're doing, they could be doing it naked.
Listen, I feel like I'm just going to take the clothes at the door. It's not an option anymore. We're just boom, going balls deep.
Okay, Trey, that's you can't. You remember Alex? We had to fire him for being inappropriate.
Yeah. He kind of sucked as a person too, though. All
So you
right, I get
can't.
it. I got to be more vague about it. Like, I can't tell you to take your clothes off, but you shouldn't wear them in
Again,
there.
here
I get
just
it.
in black and white, so you can see it in writing. Clothes removed. We
Yeah,
do
no,
have the ability
I get what you're doing between the lines,
to
so I get
remove
it. Thank
lower
you.
tier members' clothes mid wash if you need to.
I'm gonna do that even if I don't need to. Thank you.
This one I love. It's funds, right? Funds. Prior use of any funds in the building. You can take money from any tier one or non members if needed. So
Yeah.
Trey,
I
what's
agree to
up?
that. I agree to that. I think, you know what I mean? They aren't giving enough. I get it. So like if a VIP wants a coffee, I'll go to a tier one, hit them in the stomach, take their wallet and get a coffee for them and me.
Yeah, saying some of you just say
Well, I know I
give
don't
me your
have to,
money.
but I mean it's more fun sometimes to do that.
Yeah, well, we want to have an open, friendly environment for everybody. As a
It's a friendly
manager, I'm
punch.
as a friend, as a manager, I'm it's my job to make sure everybody feels comfortable.
Yeah, it's like an arm punch in the belly. You know, it's those are
No,
friendly
they
things.
just
You
have
can
to
do
give
that.
you their money. You don't have to punch them.
We'll talk about this
They
later.
just have to give it to you.
We'll agree to disagree.
But if there is a mishap with a lackey, VIPs do have access to on-site urgent care.
Yeah, we should beat the shit out of them.
No,
I gotta
only
protect my
the
VIPs.
VIPs.
Listen, without the VIPs,
Yeah,
I don't have this. This is a big deal for me.
exactly.
So, I mean, these lackeys, you touch my VIPs, yeah, things are gonna happen to you that I came in
Also,
with, you know, no chance.
events, exclusive event booking. You
Yeah.
can book an event with Trey Todd or
Please do.
Eugene
Please do.
Washington. All right.
I encourage
You go
strippers.
also
Anything with foam and soap.
as a VIP member, you also get a free membership to a family or a friend.
Your hot one. It's in there. He just didn't type it.
It's up to them.
No, it's up to me.
Also,
I'm the
this
manager.
is a great one. I love this one. I use this one myself. You get award selection. So you as a VIP, you get to choose a business or person to receive an award. So Eugene Washington, I named myself the Comedian of the Year by Gary's Double Wash.
Dude,
So
you got six of
as
these
a
plaques up
VIP
on the wall
member,
right now. Six of them.
so say if you are a baker, you can name yourself Baker of the Year by Gary's Double Wash.
Listen, I'm not a member, man. I deserve VIP Manager of the Year. You gotta hook me up with that. I'm hooking you up. I'm gonna take care of you. I picked up what you were putting down earlier. I need a plaque, bro. You got six of these.
You're not a VIP, Trey.
But I could still be the VIP Manager of the Year.
But you don't get to award yourself an
No,
award.
that's why I'm begging you over here. Just
But
one,
you're not
give
a
me one.
VIP. No, I awarded myself the award for Comedian of the Year. So I don't get to do it.
Listen, any
All right.
VIPs that want to award me Manager of the Year,
Parking.
I'm
Oh,
working
come
on it.
on, man. We got to get through this. You get a lot of benefits. There's a lot of great things you get
All right,
to
all right, all right,
provide.
all right. I want to provide some. Let's go.
You get exclusive
I'm a
VIP
provider.
parking and access to the VIP koi pond.
I love the koi pond. I've seen it from across the field a couple times. It's
I was
really.
gonna say you better not snuck in there.
No, I didn't.
Also, Uber drop off VIP can be dropped off in front of the building where the koi pond is located. So
Yeah, I'm not allowed to go in that door. Can I go in that door
even
now?
if you're on an Uber, you just get to walk right by the koi pond. Breakfast, world-class breakfast included. That's 24 hours a day at the snack station served by Trade Todd.
I thought it was. Yeah.
Well, you can hire people to help you out with it, but
Yeah,
you're
the last time
responsible
you
to
did
make
that,
sure it's
you just put my name in here twice, so I hired me. How many trades can you
you're
have here doing shit?
responsible for making sure it's manned
You're
24
having
hours
way too much fun beating me up over here. Listen, can I at least go through the front door from
a
now
day.
on by the koi pond? Can I get that? Can you give me that?
Also you get
Just.
24-hour access to Trade Todd and Eugene Washington via text.
I always know when you don't want to give me something because you just act like the words don't come out of my mouth.
So those are the VIP benefits. The
Yeah, let's hear what he's doing.
best, I would say these are the best VIP benefits of any laundromat in the world.
Maybe in the world of anything.
And this is the number one podcast in the world.
Yeah, for laundromats, and we're gonna stay that way because anybody else that starts one, we got issues.
And now it's time to go on to our tier one washers
Well, they don't fucking
program.
matter.
No, they do. That's Trey, this is your tier.
No, I'm the VIP manager. No,
No, you're
I'm
a
higher.
manager,
I'm
but
not in a tier no more. I'm
you're
tier
tier one
three.
washer.
I'm
That's
tier.
okay when you're working. Okay, when you're working, you're the manager. When you're not working and you just come to wash your clothes, you're a tier one washer,
So
Trey.
that 3 hours allowed, I'm allowed to sleep. I'm okay.
In the house
The
that
lackeys
you
aren't gonna
get
do my
because the
clothes.
podcast told you. If you're not working, you're just a tier one washer. You
But if
didn't pay
I'm
for
working,
you.
they'll clean my clothes, right?
You are not bigger than the system. And as a tier one washer, you're going to get priority over lackeys for washers and dryers.
Don't mess with my VIPs though, you tier one
So that's good, right?
stooges.
Right? You're going to have access to vending machines.
So even when I'm not working, I can still kick the lackeys
Well, yeah, you get
out of the.
priority over the lack.
All right,
Well, we're
yes,
going to get
I'll
to
take
that.
that.
We're going to get over that. Bath, you
Okay.
get used to the porta potties. You can clean them after use. Now, I want to let you know, I am going to let you use the bathroom, the VIP bathroom while you're working.
There we go. They got
But
the
when
good
you're
toilet
not
paper.
working, you're going to have to use the lackey. You're going to have to use the porta potty and you have to clean it after use.
I can just wait till work. I can make this happen. So listen, that's awesome. Thank you. Thank you, because that's the only bathroom in the house where we don't pull
Tier one
apart the two ply.
washers. Listen, tier one washers, you're also going to get reservation for folding tables. You can re reserve them in 15-minute increments.
You didn't mention the access to the vending machines though. I was waiting for you to touch on that.
You get access to the vending machines.
Yeah,
You're
baby.
also going to get a birthday wash. You got to book that 3 months in advance. It's going to be a 10-minute limit. That's going to be a hand wash, a free 10-minute hand wash on your birthday.
That I can do myself or somebody's doing for me?
You do yourself.
Happy birthday. I feel like you made this just for me. Like you don't even care anybody else is in here. You're just like, I'm gonna put this to Trey. Oh
Well,
man.
but you do have some responsibilities. You're going to carry the laundry bags for
Wait,
the
wait, wait. I'm doing that when I'm working too.
VIPs. Drying services. You get free driving services, but that's only if you subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review.
So you're not catching me in the drying services again. I remember Gary did that to me one time, and they made me hang my clothes up and blow on them for 3 hours straight. It didn't even work. Not following me
You're
again.
going on something else for 3 hours straight.
That was called sucking, and I don't want to talk about it. I was
You
drunk.
also are gonna be responsible for serving VIP member snacks and
So
drinks.
wait a minute. You mean when I'm not working, I'm still working?
Tier one members must serve the community. They need to serve the
So, I mean, I feel a lot
VIPs.
like a lackey, just with a lackey.
Okay. No, we're gonna get to the lackeys. All right. Nudity is allowed on Tuesdays with approval. Okay.
Okay.
You're also gonna have to clean the VIP
No, oh,
bathrooms and
no.
restock the supplies. But
Wait a
as a
minute.
special perk, as a VIP manager, you get to use the VIP bathroom.
No.
You're also going to be required to donate to the podcast using the cash tag double wash.
Yeah, I did my
I want
20
to
bucks.
remind
I did
everybody.
my 20 bucks. I
Yeah.
got you. I knew that was coming.
And most important, I think you're really going to like this one, Trey. You have the ability to audition for VIP status.
Wait. How do I audition for VIP status? Let me fill
You're
me
going to
in.
have to set that up with the manager of the VIP.
So you're gonna make me audition myself?
Well, you're going to have to compete with some other talented groups to see if you get a chance. But you can discuss that with the manager later, Trey. This isn't about you. This is about our. Now it's time to move on to the laundry lackey. These are what the non-members. These are people who decided they didn't want to contribute to the fund. They didn't want to subscribe. They didn't want to send money using cash tag double wash.
Or what I like to call losers. You know who you are.
So they're going to be able to use the washers and dryers, the standard washers and dryers, after all other tiers, only if they're available. They're going to next year, you're going to have no access to the vending machines, the folding tables, elevators, or any VIP amenity.
That includes me, people.
Bathrooms use will be provided by the library across the street.
Oh man.
The
Wait,
co
wait, wait. Wait, the library across the, is that the one with the old lady with that constantly has those little weird shakes? Is that librarian? Is that the one you're talking about? 'Cause
No, but I went in there and in the men's bathroom they sold tampons. You think
oh
that'll
man.
change?
No, this is 2024, almost 2025. I think they're gonna sell more tampons.
The machine use is going to go from $4 to $6, and it's going to be $8 for hand wash.
And
So
that's
if
a
you can't get to a
steal.
machine and you want to wash it by hand, it's going to cost you $8.
Honestly, I suggest you do that. It's a much deeper wash. So these, you know, I mean, the $6 washers we use for you guys are, I mean, great, but hand washing is the way to go. And that $8, right? Four goes to a Eugene, four goes to me. I didn't think we mentioned that part yet, but that's how
And you
that.
really have much more control over the
Yeah.
quality and the thoroughness of the clean with the hand wash.
Do you want that agitator ripping up your clothes? I mean, that just don't sound right to me.
It's really worth the extra $2 to go ahead and wash that by hand.
Especially because you're broke and you can't get new clothes like the VIPs and you're set.
You are going to need to serve higher tier members, though. That could include fetching snacks, carrying laundry, singing
Don't you
lullabies, and
fucking
folding
sing out of
clothes.
key either. Sorry, I hate that.
You got to perform tasks like oil changes. You're just gonna have to clean things, but you will could earn free drying services. You also must give money to VIP members if requested. You're gonna re attend Eugene Washington's comedy shows and laugh at every joke.
Every
You
one
got to
of them,
compliment.
even the majority of them, aren't funny.
What?
I
Which
said,
one's not funny? You didn't like the one with the turtles? Could be prostitutes because they
don't
got
think
all
you
that
even
room in the
finished it.
show.
You said prostitutes. I don't think you get to that point. You like
Well, I'm
walk
still
someplace
working on it.
else. All right. So that was why I couldn't. Okay, I get why you didn't like mine. I said that because it was funnier than your stuff. You can have that.
So look, even though you don't have a great career going out the double wash, we do have a great podcasting career.
I feel like I
And
have a
you're
great
gonna have
career
to,
at
and
the
people are
double
gonna have
wash.
to compliment us on our podcast,
Oh.
the lackeys, no parking for non-members. Uber must drop off lackeys 3 blocks away at the church or the parking lot. They can walk here through the path behind the church because we needed to put in that coupon for the VIPs.
Good. They have to give the
Also,
VIPs money if requested. I like that one. That's important to know.
seating is not included, but you can purchase a seating pass.
And if you don't, then you have to stand downstairs in the back, and you still have to laugh at every joke.
Or, ladies, you can sit on my face.
Right. Well, you could do that, especially the big ones. Eugene likes them that way.
All right, so those are the pretty standard laundry fair stuff.
I feel like standard went out the door a little bit ago, but I mean, hey, I'm down. This is an important. I really appreciate you, Eugene, seeing the potential in me to handle this VIP section with the care, respect, and dignity it deserves. I got this. I'm the guy for this job. Like, I got this. I'm gonna make this VIP section something you didn't even ever think it could be.
And as we wrap up 2025, we want to celebrate the fact that this was our most successful year to date at the Double Wash.
And the
And
podcast.
yeah, and we couldn't do it without you.
And your dirty clothes. So get out there and play like little pigs. Especially you lackeys,
So
because we need your
this.
money. Because you need to come in and pay your $8 so I can get better snacks for the VIPs. They've been complaining.
Trey Todd, this has been a fantastic episode. I want to congratulate you again and say I look forward to your contributions to the Double Wash in 2025.
Eugene, thanks, man. Again, I just want to take a minute to say thank you, not just to you, right? Gary, I know you're listening. You tell me you don't listen, but I know you do. Thank you, Gary. I knew this was a long time coming, right? I want to thank the little people, for real, like anybody under 4 foot, right? Thank you for being you, because I just enjoy
Yeah,
watching you
because it
do your
gives us
stuff.
more room in the washing
Well,
machines.
it's so funny to watch them jump up to dryer to get their clothes out. I could help them, but I have more fun
You can
laughing at
thank
the toy.
Gary, but I'm a little bit annoyed with him. This Christmas fiasco was our busiest day of the year.
Well, it's not even that doesn't even bother me as much as the fact that they called and got us reported for the Velcro we put on the walls and we're tossing them out. I thought that was uncool. Like that's a legitimate thing. But anyways.
You're not supposed to talk about what we do in the VIP room.
Well, I mean, it wasn't the VIP room until that one guy slipped. And, anyways, yeah, I get you. I won't talk about that anymore. It never happened. Hey, if a bear shits in the woods and you're right there to smell it, it
And
didn't make a sound.
that's why I fired the last guy for those non-VIP rooms, non-VIP members see behind the curtain. Like we would never allow a midget to have a VIP access.
No, I mean, you're not even tall enough to be a B or an I. You're just a P.
First of all, a woman 5'3" or under, that's fine.
You got my
But a
attention.
dude
You said
under
woman.
5'3", you can't trust a dude. They're too sneaky, right?
Yeah, I mean, think a dude under 5'3", right? It's not even a real dude. Like, you got to think of a new name for that thing because dudes are taller than that. It's
What
like
do you
a, I
think
don't know.
about little boy?
Little boy. I
You're a
like to call
little
him little
boy than
boy.
me.
Only if they call me daddy.
I can't believe we had to fire Alex this year for saying inappropriate things.
I mean,
He really let us down.
I didn't have a lot of faith in Alex from the beginning. Yeah, I mean, he just didn't. He rubbed me kind of wrong. Like one time, he was giving me a back rub, and he wasn't right. It didn't feel good. So I was like, Alex, you're short-lived, buddy. You're not gonna make it here. You don't have the fingers for the job.
What did you promise the people in 2025?
I will.
You gotta remember what can they look out for in the
Listen, my
VIP
resolution,
room?
so to speak, for the VIP room. Listen, guys. First off, you're gonna see a whole new trade talk. All right, trade's coming in with fire. I've got a purpose, and I'm gonna succeed. You VIPs are gonna feel so VI. It's not even funny. Like you're gonna be the VIest. Okay, everybody's a P. You're the VIest of the Ps, and I will make you feel that and know that every time, every day. Well, thank you guys
Those
so
are
much. I'm I,
powerful words.
yeah, I know. From a powerful person who's going to take
What?
these VIs and treat them VI-ly.
No, I did the right thing.
Eugene, I'm almost ready to cry, man.
You know what? I think with that mo that note, I think we've drummed up enough excitement. I think it's time to call this an episode and face 2025 head on.
Just want to give a shout out to all you peeps listening. Thank you for supporting me in this big move in my life. Right, I want to thank my mom for having sex with some guy I never met so I could be here today. That was important. If that didn't happen,
I
I
bet you
would.
that guy doesn't even have a podcast, so you never even needed to
Wow,
meet him.
man. No, he's nobody, right?
He doesn't have a podcast, man.
Who is this guy? He's not a VI,
How many people
you know?
do you know got a podcast? I'll tell you how many I know. One, you.
Yeah, I was just gonna throw it out there. Well, to us, boom, right? But beside
I know
yourself, yeah,
me.
one. Yeah, one, I guess, beside ourselves. I didn't know if we were doing
One,
that.
that's me, right?
Right. So two is me and you, right? Two. A
Boom,
journey of two.
boom.
Yeah, bam. We doubled it up already.
Why don't you have a podcast yet, listener?
Wait, you too could have a podcast. You could be us. Well, we'd be you if you want. We could do some crazy stuff. Maybe on a Friday night with a couple of, glasses of wine.
You know, true crime, they say, is the number one podcast genre.
You know,
Should we launch a true crime podcast?
I believe we should. And I just talk about the crimes I made, right? That's how that works. The ones I didn't get caught for.
Which is, I mean, I really want to launch our media empire through this Gary's Double Wash. The little bit of success that we found really put a fire in my loins and put wood in my pecker
I
to drill, baby, drill.
that's probably gonorrhea. I've had it. It's not good. So
Man,
you want
I
there's a pill.
wish.
There's a pill you can
I
take.
wish I could get somebody to bat that thing around a little bit. How many listeners do you got to have before somebody sucks on it because you have a podcast?
You're not talking to me, right? Because that ain't happening.
I
I
can't
want the job.
believe. I
But not
can't believe we had to fire Alex for saying some inappropriate
well,
things.
yeah, I mean, the guy was just weird though, right? I don't know.
Did you get? I checked those emails. No OnlyFans. No pictures of titties. No
No, I
nothing.
don't. I feel like the email is full of it. I don't know why you won't give me the correct password. I think
Are we
it's all
doing it
nothing.
right?
It's nothing but probably titty pics and everything I asked for. Because I mean, listen to me. It's Trey taught, and now that I have this prestigious plan, ladies, with success, it feels like an aphrodisiac. But I mean, you should try. You should definitely try to get with me. I'll make it difficult. I'll play hard to get.
I
I'm
did get a
specific.
couple super hot DMs from some from Russian looking chicks.
Yeah, I know. I think I bought one of those, but she hasn't shown up yet, like 4 years ago. I
Dude,
own one of those
they
places.
have the bots now. Did you sign up for one of the like AI bots that it'll like do what you said you tell it
Listen,
to do?
have you ever seen Terminator? I have. I'm
Actually,
not.
no, I've seen just like bits and pieces.
Oh man, so this AI stuff, right? No, I'm not doing it. Oh, I know what happens. It's not gonna have my information.
You think the cloud knows what you jerk it to? The cloud would be like,
Man.
hey man, he likes Britney Spears crying.
There's probably a little room full of people that know and watch you and are ashamed for you every time you masturbate.
Do you think so? Do you think anybody can see you tugging on it?
So you want my answer is, that little red light on TV? I think that's a camera Japan put in there. And they're watching me tug it all the time. I aim for that just to be safe. I want to give a good show. I mean, if you're gonna watch, I gotta be impressive.
No, I mean like your deceased relatives.
Oh man, why you gotta bring that up? Now I gotta work even
Like, you think
harder.
they're watching you spank it?
I hope so. Who else would they watch?
Why would you watch? It is weird, though.
I mean, I'd watch you if I wasn't here. We're like family.
You would just, what if your guardian angel? What if you were a chronic masturbator? Your guardian angel quit on you. You're just like, I bet you that's why people die young. Their guardian angel's just like, I can't watch him jerk it
No,
again.
masturbation helps your life extension. It's not good for your, rotator cuff. I did have a couple surgeries because of that, but it's good for a lot of other things.
I want to tell you something. What if you died, and they said, I tell you what. You know who you're the guardian angel of? Jerkin' Johnny Jism. And
Dude,
you're
no.
gonna say, and they're like, hey, you keep him alive, and all your sins are forgiven. And about 6 months into it, you're like, I can't watch this guy jerk it one more time.
Well, it's weird because he doesn't make eye. I remember Jerkin' Johnny tries to make eye contact, bro. You've been there, you've seen it. I don't like that. That's weird. It's like when somebody eats a banana and looks at you, right? Same idea when
It's
they're
not
jerking
really,
off.
I can't really say it's his fault. Like, why would his parents name him that?
I mean, was he named that or was it changed later? I don't know, but he's definitely jerking. Like it fits.
He was named that, but you can't be that guy's guardian angel. But
No, I'm
anyways,
not gonna
that's the
be.
show, everybody.
But
I hope
there's
you
no
liked
chance of
it.
me being a guardian angel. Yeah, that was the show. This is like the third time we said that's the show. So this time, it's really the show, kids. It's the big show. Everybody, I want you to remember me. Think about my new position because I'm awesome. Eugene, appreciate you. We good? We out?
Yeah.
That's it.